Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to our Ways and Means meeting on September 13th. I'd like to call the meeting to order. Approve the minutes of the April 8th and 15th, 2017 regular meeting.
Move it.
Second.
Any discussion, any changes? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Resolutions 294, they'd like to put it on hold till next week regarding the proposed local law number 4. So we'll make a motion to postpone it.
I'll move to postpone it.
Second.
Any discussion? If not, roll call. They're waiting for questions and answers to get back. Mm-hmm. All right, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. But does that mean also that potentially Joe Steckler will be here?
Yes, I'm going to ask him to be here. Okay. I'm also reach out to Legislator Litz to see what his questions are.
Okay.
So that we can, Joe can come prepared or.
And I'll see if I can pull up my old questions and give them to you, too, since none of, they weren't always fully answered.
Get them to him before the meeting so they can answer them prior.
Yeah, but I think that we might need to think in terms of how long that might take.
We're actually coming a half hour early. We were starting at 5:30. Now we're starting at 5.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah, it works. Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Resolution 346, approving the execution of a contract excess of $50,000 entered by the county BAA Systems Control, UCAT.
Move it.
Second.
Any discussion? Roll call. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
347, approving excess of $50,000, Aster Services for Children and Families, Department of Mental Health. Moved.
Move it.
Second.
Questions? Roll call. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
348, the execution of a contract in excess of $50,000, CNS Engineers, Department of Public Works.
Move it.
Second.
Can I ask a question?
Yes,
I don't
you
know
may.
If someone can answer, but this takes it through the project closeout, but where is the project in terms of the budget against its original budget? Are we over budget on this one?
Well,
and if so,
in terms of the original, if I went back, because this is an old project, the original budget was just for the engineering, and then
I could follow up with a trail.
Yeah,
could you maybe follow up with the history? Just because I feel like we've been hearing about
this project
for so long.
Yeah, no problem.
This is
a long project.
Yeah,
for my time, I've been here six years.
I can get you the history on that though.
It's that long. 6 years.
Yeah, well, this project's even longer. I mean,
okay.
This one's up.
So yeah, I would love a little history. I'm fine with it.
Actually, it's in. I believe you're amending this project in one of these resolutions. The history's within. The history's within it.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Because we listed out each resolution that was passed, so you'll see them all.
All right.
Thanks.
Bert, you get it for us? Thank you.
Yeah.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
349, approving the execution of a contract excess of $50,000, Complete Building Solutions, Department of Public Works.
Move it.
Second.
Questions? Roll call.
I have a question.
Go on.
And I've asked this question before, but have we done an analysis of what this would cost to do in-house with in-house employees?
We'd have to hire more. I could definitely.
Yeah, I mean, maybe I'm
it's
okay.
It's not like
we've
reduced. We've reduced our staff to do this.
No, with the assumption that we'd have to hire more, I just wonder how.
Because with benefits, like it'd probably cost you more. But
can
I
we
can definitely
look
out.
At
yeah,
it?
I can look out
Thanks.
For it. No problem.
Any other questions? Roll call. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
350, approving a contract causing the area amendment to be in excess of $50,000 by the county Black Creek Integrated Systems Corp. Ulster County Sheriff.
Move.
Second.
Okay.
Comments? Roll call. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
351, approving the execution of a contract amendment in excess of $50,000 entered by the County Hudson Valley Engineering Associates Department of Planning.
Move.
Second. Any questions? Tracy?
No, I just asked my question on my own before.
All right. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Approving the execution of a contract 352, aggregate amendment to be in excess of $50,000, entered by the County Asset Works LLC.
Move it.
Second.
Questions? Roll call. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
353, amending Ulster County budget to accept increased funding from New York State Mental Office Mental
I'll
Health for additional support bedding. Move.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
355, authorizing the chairman of Ulster County Legislature to execute an agreement with New York State Department of Transportation to accept state share for mass transportation projects for federal fiscal aid 2017.
Move.
Second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
357, authorizing the chairman of Ulster County to execute an agreement with the Ontario School District to provide a deputy sheriff as a school resource officer, Ulster
Move.
County Sheriff. Move.
Move.
Second.
Tracy? Mm-hmm. So, again, I know what. we're reimbursed for the costs and benefits of the officer, is that correct?
Yeah.
But the one thing we're not reimbursed for is the vehicle, but the concept is that the vehicle goes home with them and provides benefits through that, which that's, I think, arguable, but okay. Do we, because it's for these deputies a part-time job, can you refresh my memory, do we, are they hired part-time, or what do they do for the days, the rest of the year, because school's in 185 days a year or whatever?
No, they're reimbursed. The officers that we're hiring are full-time deputy sheriffs.
What do they do when school's not in, since they're school resource officers?
Well, they usually have time off. They take comp time during the year instead of overtime, because they're not there just for the school day. They're there for after-school activities, football games and dances, and it actually ends up being more than an eight-hour day. So they have time off during the summer, and when that runs out, they go to work. They go on regular patrol.
Oh, we put them to work on regular patrol.
Yes.
Do you have an analysis of for the past years of the officers that have served as school resource officers, what percentage of their time they've served in the capacity as regular patrol officers against their school resource duties based on the fact that their school resource hours might be more than an eight-hour day?
It usually takes up most of the summer. You know, their time off is time off during the summer, if you follow that.
You're saying that they take comp time to work their extra hours, and then they put that toward extra days off in the summer?
Right.
Okay,
which takes up most of the summer.
Is there any way you could get me an analysis of the employees that we've had in this role in past years?
Yeah. How much they work patrol?
Yeah.
Sure, that's easy.
That would be great. That's fine.
Michael, how many officers are there altogether?
Right now we have three full-time and one part-time officer, mm-hmm. as SROs. Two with the Roundout School District, one at Monteora, and the part-time officer is at BOCES.
Mm-hmm. If you can get that information to Amber, she'll disperse it to the members.
Sure.
All right, thank you. Any other questions? If not, roll call. All in favor say aye.
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 You have one, Chris? You have a question?
No, I said aye.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. 358, authorize the chairman of Ulster County to enter an agreement with
it.
Roundout to provide two deputies. Move it. Second.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
359, authorize the chairman of Ulster County legislature to execute an agreement with Ulster County Cooperative Education Service to provide a deputy sheriff at the school resource officer, Ulster County Sheriff. Move.
Move it.
Second. All in favor say aye.
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 360, authorize the chairman of Ulster County Legislature to execute an agreement and any amendments thereto with the New York State Division of Homeland Security Emergency Services for year 2017, State Homeland Security, amending 2017 Ulster County Budget Emergency Communications Management.
Move.
Second.
Second.
Questions? Tracy?
Do you have a list of what equipment's being purchased with this grant? It's the Homeland Security, and while it's in the whereas, it says planning, equipment, training, exercise needs, etc. But then the lines that we're increasing are other equipment, and computer equipment.
I can get that to you.
I know Steve Peterson told me, and I just vaporized in my head. So
okay.
I can get that to you.
This might be part of the same.
It's communications equipment.
Yeah, a lot of it is for the integrating of the system with 911,
but maybe we could get the specific back.
Yeah, I can get you more info. Absolutely.
Can you get the vaporization
back? Not today, but I'll get it to Amber as soon as I
get it. Can we hold it till we see the list because we didn't get the backup?
That's your desire. We have
why we're going to give the money back?
No, but I want to see what we're doing with it. I mean, it's
so you're going to say no?
Probably not, but
okay, I'll wait. But I think
it's, you know what?
We'll wait.
You want to pull the motion?
Pull it.
Yeah. Chris, who's second?
If we go 3-1, it's defeated anyway, so why don't...
It's not a big deal.
It's 1 week.
I can get it.
All right.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Who seconded?
Chris.
You got to pull it?
Yeah, okay.
All right. So we're going to hold that till next week, all right?
Thank you.
361, authorize the chairman of Ulster County Legislature to execute two contract New York State Division of Criminal Justice Services for alternates to incarnations... Coordination programs.
Second.
Second. Moves. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
362, confirm the appointment of Tom Jackson, Action Commissioner of the Park.
See, that's what you were going to Action Jackson.
360.
That's what our nickname is.
Is it?
It was what we
called. Oh, I didn't know that.
There you go. That's what he is.
Someone move it, please.
360. We didn't move it.
I said, someone move it, please.
Yeah, we move it.
Oh, we did. I'm sorry.
We're all moving it.
Any questions? If not, roll call. All in favor, say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Anybody against? Oh, okay. 363, approving a project labor agreement for Capital Project 494, Business Resource Renovation to Accommodate Family Court, Department of Purchasing and Department of Public Works. Move.
Move it.
Second. Discussion. Roll call. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
364, authorize the Chairman of Ulster County Legislature to execute a claim for payment and any additional documents necessary to secure payment from New York State for the appropriation of county property located in town of Warsaw, New York State Acquisition Map 53 and number 73, Department of Public Works. Move.
Move it.
Second.
Second.
Roy, you want to just elaborate what that is?
The state's taking our property via eminent domain, and we're getting some reimbursement for legal costs. Is that correct, Marie?
We're getting reimbursement for the taking.
Yes, for the taking.
What are they doing with it? You know,
it's highway.
They're doing something with the bridge.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
It's realigning. I mean, they have a picture in there of the bridge realignment.
I think,
But we're obviously not. I mean, I know it went through eminent domain, but we're not contesting it.
All right. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
365. Amending Capital Project 260 Bailey Bridge. Project for the bridge replacement of Denning over the east branch of the Neversink Creek, amending the 2017-22 capital improvement program, Department of Public Works and Bridges.
Move it.
Second.
Question?
Tracy, this is the resolution.
Yeah, I see.
So it started in 2003.
All in favor, say aye.
But they can't get it together up in Neversink. Well,
I think one of the issues was waiting in terms of when it started in 2003. We were waiting for it to be on the tip program, which takes years sometimes, and then when we started,
the bridge falls in.
There you go.
But this really is it.
As far as I know, yes.
And this predates the charter.
As far as I know.
That's not our problem.
Let's put it this way. Action Jackson told me this was it.
Okay.
I believe this is it. Actually, it was supposed to be done last year.
But I don't know. That's very confusing to me.
All right. Did we vote on that? Sorry.
No.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
That's what I was here to witness.
Resolution 367, amending capital project number 345 through 351, building accessibility upgrade and renovations, ADA compliance. Amending the capital program, Department of Public Works and Ground. Move.
Move it.
Second.
Any discussion?
Roll. I have a question. I see that this is from Craig, but how were these numbers? Who did the analysis of what each upgrade would cost?
I'd have to go back to who they hired someone to do that.
You're saying it was in the capital project with all the specific breakout?
It was broke out by building, and then when they got to what they actually needed, that's why you see the money's moving from one project to another.
Okay.
And what we're trying to do when it's projects like this, you'll see language in there, it'll allow them to transfer from the projects without all of that on the resolution going forward, which I think is a good idea.
Right.
Because it's all the similar project.
And so this is just expediting
that work? This fine-tunes what each building needs now. So that's why you see a lot of transfers of between the projects. And then the increase is because they need more in terms of for ADA compliance at certain buildings.
And when did it go out to bid for these?
That I don't know.
Okay.
You want me to find that out for
you? You can, sure. But yeah, I'm okay with it. I think we should get to compliance.
All right, any other questions? If not, roll call. All in favor, say aye.
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 369, authorizing the Ulster County Commissioner of Finance to accept redemption offers relative to the payment of real property taxes in 205 and rent foreclosure proceedings. Moved?
Move it.
Second?
Second.
Questions? Roll call. All in favor say aye.
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 370, accepting the accounting of unpaid school tax for the 2017-18 school year, directing payment to the school district and directing re-levy pursuant to real property tax law, Department of Finance. Move.
Move it.
Second. Second, please.
Second.
Questions? Roll call. All in favor say aye.
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 Resolution 372, we're going to hold this till next week.
72 we are?
372, yes. Hector needed some information.
Yeah.
Okay.
To be included into the resolution. Someone make a motion to hold it next week?
I'll make a motion.
Second.
I'll second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right, we have new business, 2017 budget schedule for the 2018 proposed budget. Everybody has a schedule in front of them. Mm-hmm. It's a tentative budget schedule, but hopefully we're going to adhere to it. Any questions?
Anything? Is Wednesday, November, since I don't have my calendar right in front of me, is the Wednesday, November 29th the day before Thanksgiving?
No, it's after. It's the week after.
It's the week after Thanksgiving.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gardener,
for finally having any
get one person at both places.
Yeah.
No, I'll make sure there's more at Gardener.
Oh, okay.
Hasn't
I will get two.
I went last year. I enjoyed them. It's funny. Me and Elliot.
You enjoyed them?
Yeah, because nobody shows up.
I feel like we should actually do some type of presentation instead of just showing up and waiting for people to talk to us.
What do you want to present the whole budget?
That would be interesting. Really? No, I just wish something.
What? If the people want to be informed, let them ask.
That's really.
No.
But Trace, nobody comes. What are you going to do? Make a
presentation to us? I need to bring my dog and my pony because you go and nobody shows up. Or, you know, if you know you want to bring a copy of the budget or two and let them.
Well, maybe if people thought there was going to be a presentation. If the idea is really that we're supposed to be bringing this to the people where they can access it.
Then, and those people that want to access it might ask for a copy of the budget, and they can review it, and so on and so forth. But my experience when you go to those things, if anybody shows up, it's a miracle.
And so there's usually one or two.
And besides nobody has any questions.
I think the people are delighted that we maintain fiscal discipline and
yeah, nobody has any questions.
Oh, you know what? You know what? Actually, I recall the thought I had last year at all those empty meetings.
Because we cut the contract agency.
What
40% tax increase.
That's funny.
What if we, and it would require moving some of these dates potentially, but what if we scheduled the public hearings immediately before town board meetings? Because then you'd have a full audience potentially ready to talk. Oh, in Gardner, you would every night.
What town?
Yeah, but in Gardner, you would always have a full. Just as one example, people come to town meetings.
So when's the town board meeting in Gardner compared
Tuesdays.
To the night we have here?
I mean, I'll have to look, but it's the second, it's first and second Tuesdays, so it doesn't. It's not these days. But I just think we should consider scheduling our meetings at a time and our hearings at a time where people might actually be there, planning for the best attendance rather than the
yeah,
worst.
But I don't think anybody's planning for poor attendance, but people don't go.
You know, that meeting in Marlboro.
If you want to be involved, then be involved.
You know what would be interesting?
Yeah,
well, you know, we could order pizza at McDonald's and maybe we'd get more people to show up. But I mean, you know, like Bert said, you have a 40% tax increase and maybe two people show up.
And
then they'll bitch, you know, somebody will bitch later. But then show up, be part of the process. How many times do we have public hearings here for the budget? Nobody shows up.
So it'd be an interesting sociological experiment. We do what Tracy says. We go on a night where there's however many people.
See if they make a
call. No, and see if they stay like after. So the regular town board meeting ends, and then
you're gonna stay after.
No, we do it before the town meeting. We do ours before
midnight.
Yeah. You know what?
Yeah, but what time is the town?
They're gonna show up for the town meeting.
They're gonna show up for the town meeting, and then instead we're there.
What I'm saying is they're gonna find out what time the town meeting is, and they're gonna interrupt your public hearing. You know, your public hearing is gonna be like 6:30.
All I'm saying is I think we should consider a process.
I think we should go to Marlboro.
That creates. We were in Marlboro at school. We actually had some people show up in Marlboro.
My cousins.
So the whole town was there.
Anyway, I'm just saying that I think that they're.
We'll be there.
I would rather be at a meeting where people actually showed up and had a chance to participate. I know anyone has a chance to participate; they can come anytime. I get it. But
you know what? Then
I'm
get
just
then people
looking
need
for
to be
a
involved.
Way to get more inclusion.
Wait. The county advertises it.
I mean, we don't do this just because we feel like doing this. We do this because there's a directive of bringing this to the people and just showing up and saying, we're here.
Maybe we could have a sign go through town in a UCAT bus and then drive them there. No, you know what? People want to be involved in government. Get involved. People are notified. Get involved. I'm not going to spoon feed them. And even then, they're not going to show up.
You sound very bitter.
I'm not bitter at all. But God damn it, why should we spoon feed people? Maybe we'll knock on doors. Hey, we're having a budget here. Let's spoon feed you. No.
You'll be the town crier. We're going to Gardner and Lurie on Shandaken.
And
go up there 2 hours before.
And I hope people show up. I really do. I hope they do it, but they don't.
I will make sure people show up in Gardner. But I'm saying that I can't be responsible for every town. So I would rather us have a process that's planning to succeed rather than planning to fail in terms of turnout. Because that's the reason we go.
I know that, but the county, I think they advertise it. If people are notified.
Yeah, people don't read those advertisements in the back of
the
paper.
Well, then shame on them.
No shame on them. That's ridiculous because those are long and tiny columns.
Normally, the reporters normally pick up when you're having a public hearing.
That's why they do the LLC.
Whatever.
Normally they do.
All I'm saying is I think that we should figure out a way to have more include. That's on us. We're the legislature, and we're supposed to be bringing this to the people. And yes, the people aren't showing up, so we need to ask the question of how do we create more interest in this and more involvement.
Notify the town boards, and they'll have it on their calendars,
yes.
And then they can mention it at their meetings. I know that's what they do in Woolworths. Chris, there's only four people that show up at the Woolworths meetings and all. So.
Okay. Marlboro. Whatever. We'll.
Again, I thought it was a good idea.
which was a good idea?
Marlboro.
Do you live there?
I'll move to a job.
No, yeah.
Food.
All right. No, we got a few things here.
Oh, we do?
So everybody happy with this budget schedule or this proposed budget schedule?
In theory, right now, I feel like I'm going to need to look against everything on my other calendar. But.
All right. Also, too, old business, we had a letter here from Mark Ryder. Everybody has a copy of the letter.
That's your solar thing on the back.
Regarding the family court solar PC cost benefits analysis. Everybody has a copy, correct? Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
I sent it to the Family Court Committee. They have a copy. I hope Herbie gave it to everybody.
That analysis, I need to talk to some. I mean, that analysis was confusing to me. But I'll talk to Mark about it.
Okay.
And it's interesting that Tesla is the one. Is Tesla a large scale? Do they do that here very much?
They're doing our site on the town of Ulster Landfill.
Oh, they are.
And then also their Tesla will own that site, and they're also doing the community college site.
Madam Joe?
Yeah. This came up in Public Works, and Tesla took over for Solar City, and I did ask about the other two solar systems, and they're coming online. There's some definite dates now, which is a good thing. My personal feeling, or my not just personal, but my approach to this is that it's not just the dollars and cents bottom line; it's the triple bottom line, and I'm very concerned that. I think this is a good investment. The alternative is finding open space or doing a solar system over the parking lot. But we really have to start generating our own electricity, not just buying it. Buying it helps to support it in other communities. But ultimately, the more infrastructure there is in our county, the more resilient we're going to be. And if the last week hasn't helped us to understand how urgent it is, I don't know what would.
Mm-hmm.
Can I go back to the budget calendar? Just one thing I just noticed. So the budget.
If there's a typo error on.
No, no, not a typo. It's, no, no.
30th, 2016.
No, I'm not talking about a typo. Okay. So we have the deadline. The budget consultant's report becomes widely available on the 9th, and we have the deadline for legislative amendments and department departmental appeals on Friday, November 17th,
mm-hmm.
and then we don't do our review until 10 days later. I just feel like every year...
It's because you have Thanksgiving in between.
Make it Wednesday or at least Tuesday before Thanksgiving, because legislators are going to be
late. We will address that as we get closer. We have many, many appeals and many, many, you know...
But why wouldn't we at least make it the Monday or the Tuesday of Thanksgiving week rather than the Friday before Thanksgiving week and then a whole week of dead time before we start listening to the appeals?
Well, I could schedule anything. I think as we get closer, I'll ask what's the most convenient for everybody else and we'll work it out. But, I mean, last year we had three afternoons that we were going to do the appeals.
I'm not talking about that. No, I'm not talking about that, Rich. I'm talking about the difference between the 17th and the 27th. Seems to me a no-brainer to, instead of making the deadline the 17th, at the very least make the deadline the 20th or the 21st. We're not hearing them till the following week. You know legislators are going to be late anyway, but I don't know why our deadline would be the 20th.
Because it gives the staff an opportunity to work on them, get the numbers together, do their due diligence to come up with...
What do you mean the staff to get the numbers together? The appeals have the numbers, right? The appeals...
Well, the thing is, somebody asks for an amendment, they're going to do an evaluation and see why it was a good amendment, bad amendment. They're going to do their due diligence to see basically what their...
Who's going to do their due diligence? What do you
say? Amber, Dirt, whoever it might be. Just because somebody puts a thing in, I mean, that you would like to have some background of, I would ask somebody to, hey, look at this, see exactly what the pros and cons of this are, and come up with these are the pros, these are the cons. And we sit here and make the decision. And, of course, whoever the sponsor is, come before us, tell us their pros and cons, or the department heads, either one.
I just don't think we normally have had a 10-day lag between...
Yes, we had. I don't know about 10 days, but there was a great period of time. But there again, I know we have entertained amendments during the appeal process.
On the day of, yeah.
If we follow it, that's fine. But if we don't, we have looked at amendments the day of.
In terms of Amber, Don, they do need time to look at them because sometimes the numbers aren't on there or they don't mm-hmm. jive. So,
okay. But I just then we need to give some latitude if people are late or
Tracy, I've never seen that be a problem in the past, and I don't foresee it being one in the future.
Okay. What about Carl's parting shot's going to be?
You shouldn't sell Golden Hill.
All right. Any old business?
Been there? It is gorgeous. Yeah. Have you been there yet?
No.
You should go.
No, about 25 years.
It's like a hotel.
Where?
I'm saying I'd go.
Golden Hill. I was up there last week for a meeting. I was so thoroughly...
That's where you're living now?
No, I was there. I was there for a meeting. Not one of you would recognize it. The only thing that's similar is the darn fish tank. They have the same fish.
Really?
But it looks like a hotel lobby.
That's
lobby
also
door now. And they have this telemedicine floor that's state-of-the-art with monitors so doctors can remotely monitor the patients. It's amazing. And it's such a jewel. I mean, people, you guys should go see it, the way it looks today. It's unbelievable.
All right, any old business? No. Motion to adjourn, please.
So move.
Second?
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
All right. 5:49.